Oh, we're going to pivot the conversation over to Tunnel Two Towers, welcoming Perry Jackson to the show and Alicia Klein-Peter. How's it going this morning? How y'all doing?
Man, great. It is great.
So let's talk a little bit about Tunnel to Towers as a whole, and then we'll get into what we're looking to do specifically. So, Perry, take it away.
So Tunnels to Towers is a nationwide organization designed to create funds for military and first responders that mm-hmm. have died in the line of duty. And what it started actually in 9/11 when one of the firemen went back into the towers and died. Mm-hmm. So his brother started the charity, and now they buy the mortgages of deceased military veterans and first responders.
Okay. How'd you get involved?
I've been running a charity for about 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. Gave it up in St. Louis. I moved down here. They gave it back to me. And so I was going with my brother-in-law, Keith Harrelson, to a bunch of singer-songwriter events all across the South. They're everywhere. And I'm like, we should run one of these for Tunnels to Tower.
Okay. Well, then that walks us right up to what we're looking to do here. What are we talking about specifically today, how folks can help out?
So we'll be at Istruma Brewery. If you haven't been there, it's a phenomenal location. John Haynes, the owner, he has goats. He has longhorn steer. He has chickens. He makes his own beer, soda. Wonderful site. And it's really a hidden gem because most people don't know about it. Mm-hmm. Because they don't market
right
very much. But it's a wonderful site. We're going to be going Friday night with three singer-songwriters. Then all day Saturday from 11 till 8:30. You know, we have some of the greatest artists there. We have Barry Chauvin and Barry Hebert and Bill Romano. I could go on and on with all these singer events.
Shruma Brewing is pretty phenomenal. Got my first experience out there about 3 weeks ago, I think, two, 3 weeks ago. I went out there, took the whole family out there. You don't normally take the kids to the brewery, but you're spot on with the expansive grounds. The kids are running around outside. Going to pet goats. The menu is actually really, really good as well. It's not just the great beer, it's the menu as well. So it's a great underrated hidden gem. Just outside of Baton Rouge. I guess you got to technically get into Iberville to get there. It is a fantastic place. Now, I don't want to get completely granular. Where do you set up for a show out there?
There are three different stages that we set up. Mm-hmm. One is outside on the patio.
Okay.
And then there's two indoors. It's perfect in that you can walk from one to the other to listen to kind of like some different genres.
Sure.
These original singer-songwriters, a lot of them are local, like Chris House, and then we have others that are coming in specifically for it. Mm-hmm. We're going to have over 30 there. Outside on the patio, they have life-size checkerboards, like you said.
Yeah.
It is fantastic family fun. And it's a great couples day, guys.
Oh, no.
You know, just hint, hint. You know, if you're looking for something fun to do. The food is terrific. It's a nice atmosphere. Very interesting. And it's in Geismar. So you feel like, you know, if you're way up in Baton Rouge, you get just, you know, a little 20-minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of takes you out of the norm of your everyday stuff. And that's kind of what makes life worth living. Get out of the norm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's quick. Quick jaunt up Highway 30, really.
It's
easy peasy. The different genres of music. You were listening, Perry. You were listening a bunch of different songwriters' names, singer songwriters' names. What types of genres do they play? Do they perform?
They are mostly country.
Mm-hmm.
However, within that genre, you know, to a certain extent, there's bluegrass. There are guitarists that are pickers that will just.
Okay.
Blow your mind with how their ability to pick, like Bill Romano. And then there's other people with great lyrics and voices. So it's definitely country, but there's so much nuances in there.
Mm-hmm. So coming up at Istruma Brewery, which, like we said, is just over the other side of Naperville Parish. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is one that it picked up a lot of momentum, but we're now more than 20 years removed from 9/11. How do you go about maintaining the momentum of the level of weight that that day carried, the level of weight that those who served and gave their lives? And when you get, you know, the tagline, never forget, I don't even hear that tagline anymore. It's like, how do we keep it rolling of how unbelievably horrible that it was, unbelievably historically horrible that day was? How do we keep that rolling?
I think one way is that we've also recognized other first responders in the military, as well as our firefighters. Mm-hmm. And just by having those people together, they, to me, they've always never forgotten. They remember what they're doing, why they're doing it, and who came before them. Mm-hmm. And especially right now with the heat that we're having and the wildfires, I mean, this is a perfect time to remember what that must, I mean, it's the patriotism. I mean, people are running into places that you can't pay other people to do. They do this because of their heart,
right,
their passion. Something really cool that we're going to have, and I think this will touch a lot of people, is we have a Gold Star family that's going to join us that day.
Okay.
And she's going to share with the crowd what Tunnels to Towers did for her. Now, her husband lost his life in Afghanistan in 2021. But, you know, and I don't want to reveal any more. That's, you know, come on out and hear that personal testimony.
Sure, sure. Stories like that, I don't know if we do a good enough job of sharing them across the board. You know,
I do not think we do.
Yeah, I'll take the L on that as well. It's, they do need to be shared because it is an important piece of. We tend not to think of American history in terms of things that just happened, right? 20 years ago or 22 years ago, American history happened. Like that is something that 50, 75, 100 years from now will still be, hopefully, will still be, you know, part of what students read about in textbooks, or that which has shaped and formed or continued to form this nation. We tend to think of things in modern times as just another news cycle. This transcends that by so much.
Absolutely it does. And when you hear this statement that freedom is not free. Mm-hmm. It is paid for by the blood, sweat, and tears of those who are out there doing it. And that is a message that people need to remember in their heart. You can't buy that kind of commitment and love of a country and our freedoms and so many things that we take for granted. You know, we need to feel like it's okay to be proud of your country. It's okay to be happy to live in the United States and to be proud of all the freedoms we have and not make apologies.
Yeah, yeah. And it's increasingly difficult to do that. So finding that lane. Perry, how do you go about finding that lane?
You know, when I first started the charity, we supported Friends of Kids with Cancer.
Okay.
And it was phenomenal. These children were amazing children. So from that, it just kind of grew into the concept of helping others and making a difference in the world. I think I'm Catholic, and Alicia's Catholic, and we're not denominational by any means, but I think we all feel like we need to give something back to the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so important.
We're talking with Alicia Klein-Peter and Perry Jackson about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and the event they've got coming up. Run us down the details again at date and time.
So on Friday evening, the 8th, we will have three singer-songwriters out there.
Mm-hmm.
From 5:30 on. Saturday, we have a very full agenda. We will start out with another group. They're going to have a bike run at 7 a.m. We're going to follow that up at 10 a.m. with a walk, 5K. Then at 2 to 3, we will be signing up for a cornhole tournament.
Oh, fun.
And NOLA Bags is supporting us there in sponsorship. And all day long, we will have singer-songwriters from 11 o'clock on. Also, John Haynes, the owner of Ice Truma, is going to put out a water slide for the kids. It's definitely going to be a family fun event. And I do have to throw out a message for our co-sponsored volunteers, the Beta Sigma Phi group. They are coming out supporting us massively with help in every area.
I'm glad you mentioned co-sponsoring, because an event like this, and by the way, Tunnel and Towers Foundation nationwide, this weekend especially, there's going to be events all over the country. I mean, on their website, they have no fewer than, I want to say it's 15, maybe more than 15, but there are 15 different cities where there's run walks taking place, there's bike rides taking place. So, you know, whether you're talking about Pittsburgh, Fort Lauderdale, here in Baton Rouge, like everywhere somebody's doing something on Friday or Saturday, and then, of course, spilling into next week as well, leading up towards 9/11. But all of these things take a large group of people to get it done. Who else helped take part to make sure this thing happened?
We have a group of us that ended up meeting socially and had a lot in common and a heart of service. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of those folks there are who's going to be out there with their boots on the ground and, you know, hands doing many, many things. We have Perry's wife, Paula Jackson, is a cornerstone.
Okay.
She is a volunteer rally. She is fantastic. And she is the one who gathers up all these different people to help come out there, set up tables. You know, Josh and Jen Fishberg. I mean, I could just go on and on. They're fantastic.
Perry, I'll let you deal with the fallout for not giving the wife the shout out yourself.
I knew Alicia would chime in.
Okay.
Sounds like a stop at a jewelry store to me.
Good cover on the back end. So it's coming up Friday evening and all day Saturday. Do folks need to buy tickets ahead of time or just show up, or what are we looking at?
Just show up.
Okay.
You know, we'll have a $20 entry fee for the walk. Mm-hmm. We'll have a $20 or $40 fee to be in the cornhole tournaments, because we have social and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you just show up and you buy drinks, buy pizza, buy tacos, and Istruma gives us some 5%.
Very cool stuff coming up Friday evening and Saturday. Thank you all so much for hopping on board for a little bit tonight.
Oh, Brian, thank you.
No, my pleasure.
Without your voice to help magnify our mission, we're just flat. So thank you so much. No, we appreciate all that you do.
Pleasure's all on this side over here. Tunnel to Towers coming up at Istruma Brewery on Friday evening and Saturday.